You're listening to SBS News.
Pressure is mounting on US President Joe Biden to pull off a safe evacuation as thousands flee Afghanistan, which is under the Taliban's control. US troops could stay beyond the August 31st deadline to oversee evacuation efforts, with a decision on timing expected as soon as Tuesday. As evacuations continue, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says precautions are being taken against any potential terrorist attack at the airport. That includes asking commanders to safeguard the airfield.
We are engaging with the Taliban, consulting with the Taliban on every aspect of what's happening in Kabul right now, on what's happening at the airport, on how we need to ensure that there is facilitated passage to the airport for American citizens.
The Pentagon won't disclose exact details of its communications with the Taliban. Press Secretary John Kirby says the Taliban still wants the August 31st deadline met, and the US remains committed to that time frame for now.
I would tell you that we too are still planning on completing it by the 31st of August. That is the mission that had been signed by the Commander-in-Chief assigned to us, and that's what we're trying to execute.
But Taliban spokesman Suhail Shahin is warning if foreign forces do not withdraw by August 31st, it will be a clear violation.
The occupation must come to an end. And they can have a good relation with us. If they want to, they can participate in reconstruction of Afghanistan, and they can have cooperation with Afghanistan, with the people of Afghanistan, in a new chapter, in a new phase, that they can.
The Taliban is welcoming foreign investment for Afghanistan, but only after overseas troops depart. Meantime, the World Health Organization is distributing supplies to hospitals in Kabul to help health services and the thousands in need. Spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General Stefan Dujarric says humanitarian operations will reach about 16 million people in need across Afghanistan.
The future of Afghanistan relies on creating an inclusive and enabling environment where all people, including women and girls, can thrive through their full, equal and meaningful participation.
Despite this aid being delivered, the WHO says it is running low on supplies. The UN Health Agency says it is working with the US and other countries to help lift stockpiles. The supplies needed in Afghanistan are emergency kits and essential medicines for treatment of illnesses. Looking ahead, a virtual meeting with G7 leaders will be held on Tuesday. There are reports British Prime Minister Boris Johnson could ask President Biden to extend the end of August deadline. The French Foreign Minister agrees more time is needed. The White House says the talks will be an opportunity for the world's leading democracies to determine a path forward together. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.